Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. COVID-19 cases are surging here in the United States with more than 60,700 confirmed on Monday, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Sharp increases in infections were confirmed in Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and California. The number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwest city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a two-week stay-at-home order. The new infections reported in the U.S. on Monday brings the total since February to more than 8.7 million. The highest total in the world, according to the Hopkins data. The U.S. also led the world in COVID-19 fatalities with more than 225,700. Worldwide, there are more than 43.6 million cases and more than 1.1 million deaths. Russia, France, Sweden, and Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. And a new study of the British population shows that antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. Findings suggest the possibility of increasing the population immunity ahead of a second wave of infections in recent weeks that has forced the local lockdowns and restrictions. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Italy has approved a package of measures on Tuesday to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus, hours after daily infections hit a new record high and COVID-19-related deaths jump. The measures will cost nearly $6.4 billion and include grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. This according to the Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut down gyms, movie theaters, swimming pools, triggering protests against the closure in several cities. The lives of thousands of children under the age of 5 in war-torn Yemen are at risk because of acute malnutrition, this according to the United Nations Children's Fund. UN experts cautioned that actual numbers could be higher because the causes of malnutrition in Yemen have worsened this year. The improvements in the lives of Yemeni women and children have been reversed because of a combination of factors: escalating conflict, economic decline, coupled with the devastating impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, have pushed an already exhausted population to the brink. Yemen has long been regarded as unsafe for children and women because of insufficient and poor quality diet, a high prevalence of communicable diseases, and elevated levels of food insecurity. More than 24 million Yemenis require some form of humanitarian assistance and protection. Hurricane Zeta brought strong winds, heavy rains to Mexico's Caribbean coast before weakening to a tropical storm Tuesday, now heading towards the United States. There were reports of deaths, or no reports of deaths, I should say, or significant damage after Zeta made landfall near the resort town of Tulum late Monday, the second hurricane to hit the Yucatan Peninsula this month. And the Greek Navy says one of its ships has collided with a container vessel near the Greek coast, injuring two crewmen, seriously damaging the Navy ship. Cargo ship, a much larger vessel registered to Portugal, was not damaged in that collision. Officials say all 27 crewmen on board the Greek minesweeper were rescued. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.